My dear wife, we are all well at present and hope and pray that you are so too. I think sometimes if I ever get home again alive, I will never leave you again.
I feel very lonely tonight. I have been alone with the children all day, and the little ones are all asleep, and it is very quiet indeed. Seth, can I ever wait a whole year, perhaps more, before I can see you? I read your dear letters 2 or 3 times a day, and they are such a comfort.
Oh, what is the use to talk all this? I want to see you awfully and can't help it. We have had rather hard luck so far. Haven't seen a whale since we left the islands, but never mind.
Oh, my dear, I cannot make it. You are gone to stay, it seems, all the time, as if you were coming back soon. My dear husband, what shall I say? I don't want to write. I want to talk with you. If I knew you would get this, I could say as much again. Oh, Paul, I have not said anything for myself, and I hardly know what to say. You know something by yourself how I feel, no more at present but this. I thank you for your letters being so long, and as you see, I profit by your example.
I'm getting real homesick, and I'm in the hopes that we shall get enough oil this season to come home. If we do not, I do not know, but I shall run away or do something desperate. Kiss the children for me.
Oh, my dear, I have received another letter from you. You cannot think how glad I am, but I am very sorry that your passage has been so long. The first part of your voyage is so unfortunate, and that you knew nothing of our dear son's birth when you wrote.
Here we are, tied up to the ice, and have been for the last week. I've been thinking of you a great deal lately, as it was about the 4th of July in the last letter you wrote to me. You asked me if I remembered 3 years ago then, and now I ask you if you remember 4 years ago, last night.
And yet your letter, as it lays before me, every word of it is laden with sadness. Yet it is very dear to my heart. Oh, how I wish I could take dear little Will and fly to you. I could do 1,000 things that would render your stay there more comfortable. Do not, my dear husband, suffer your cares to weigh so heavy upon your mind.
It was the hardest parting for me that morning we sailed I ever had. It was like drawing teeth, and I suppose you had your share too, but never mind, dear. You can have the pleasure of thinking about that husband's first mate in the James Allen, one of the finest that belongs to New Bedford. The captain cannot bear to look at his wife's picture yet. I have not looked at yours but twice.